Oh, deal, mate. I think I'm still hungover.
Oh, you got a...
You got a hangover. Whoa. I've been drinking too much.
That's a tune. I want to get that on vinyl. I need that on vinyl.
That's vintage. It wouldn't be on vinyl. Your dad had one too many pinos on Saturday, and then
How'd you go, Dad?
I'm not built for that anymore. I went there and I gave my, you know, I went as hard as I could Saturday on the couch by myself with the pinos. With the bloke in the bars, and I woke up Sunday, absolutely nowhere. I went to get KFC. I was like, "Oh, that's what I need. I need some dirty chicken in me. I need to eat a Zinger burger. I need to eat some fried chicken, and then I need to feel like a piece of shit after it. Yeah. That's what I need." And I went there, line through the car park, line. Thought, "Nah."
You reckon there was a few people just debbling on the weekend? A
few people watched the prelim, thought, "Oh, I'm going to let the dogs out." Across the road was a Red Rooster. I went to Red Rooster, and that was the fucking worst decision I've ever made in my life. Going there.
What?
Red Rooster. Have you had Red Rooster recently?
No, I don't. Murder animals anymore to eat.
Oh yeah, there's no spinach and vegan places after a hangover on a Sunday is what you need. Oh mate, went to Red Rooster. It's not what I needed. Red Rooster Ripper Roll, Red Rooster Chicken. I just needed some grease, and to feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, so you could say it didn't give you a red booster, did it?
Let's get into it.
He's celebrating
a point.
Jackie Chan
returns. Garen just kicked it.
Fuck, that was shit.
What is a red booster?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know what I have after a big hangover? Just a nice falafel sub. Just gets me
what
straight through. Lettuce last.
What do you vegetarians? What does a vegetarian have? Literally
falafel,
like
falafel sub. Maybe just munch on a carrot, or like maybe just like some celery or something like that. It's really good for hangover.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah. I actually like bay juice. You ever tried bay juice? It's good. Bay juice. The boys are bay juice. Check them out. Yeah. Oh, bay before you play. That's what they say. Anyway, fuck me. Let's get into it. That's a horrific start. How are you, my friend? How are you?
Well, not great, obviously. I've mentioned that I'm still hungover.
And how have you been?
Well, I've definitely been better. I'm hungover, mate. I'm here. I've rocked up. But I'm good. I'm here.
Hey.
I'm excited.
What a week of footy, mate. We love footy, and that was bloody awesome.
How good's prelim football?
I'm actually pissed off, man. Like, that was like the worst round of football like I've ever seen. Like, I got mates down Geelong, and I've had a stern word to them over the weekend. I said, "Boys, you made me look like a silly idiot. Like, what the frick is going on here?"
Is it true you're not mates with them anymore?
Look, one's friends always friends with me. You're always loyal, but gee whizzes. I had to have some tough conversations, and that I did with some Port Adelaide boys as well. Don't know any of them, but you just got to have those tough conversations. And you know what they say, calm a pair. Well, where the fuck was a pair on the weekend, my friend? They just didn't seem rocking up to the game.
Mate, both games were over. Oh, actually, Geelong stayed in it for more than 15 minutes, but Port just didn't even rock up.
You know what I'm annoyed about? You know what I'm really annoyed about? It's funny, on the weekend, I was about to... Oh, if it wasn't COVID restrictions, I was going to go over to producer Sam's house and break his glasses and give him a wedgie. Because I thought...
Oh, love that.
Oh, I was just going to absolutely give him a wedgie, hang him up and just give him a big wedgie, like the old school wedgies. I thought that I tipped Bulldogs because I'd been tipping them everywhere, and for some reason I went back and had a listen because I was literally going just to break his glasses. That's how angry I was, and I just totally fucked up. I swear I meant to tip the Bulldogs. I'd been saying it all week. I just knew they were going to win, and I fucking did. I don't know what happened.
Well, Big Steph was back. Big Steffy Martin, he was the difference, mate. The Maxi Bong King. Just tell his presence getting around the ground. Everyone else was having beers after the game. Steph was right into 7 Maxi Bonds. He thought, bugger this, boys. Bugger these Great Northerns.
How about the boys just absolutely going off after the win? So they must have been able to have a few beers after the game. That's unbelievable.
What was that song they were playing?
Na 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 na. Yeah, that was a good song.
That's what you want.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mate, geez, hasn't this... We got to get the bloke on, the come on master.
Oh, we got it to... Can we... Yeah. I don't even know if this story is even going to be funny, but we got to give credit to whoever created the come on, because that actually was a young man who was at Carlton with us. This is probably like... I don't know how this still even gets used. It was probably 6 or 7 years ago, Fraser Russell. Now, Fraser Russell epitomises a list clogger, and he'll love us saying that. He was a Category B rookie who was an athletics champion, and he basically had just come to the list out of fucking not, hadn't played football for like 10 years and then just got on the list somehow. But he was very, very fit, very good player, actually. Should have got given more games. Anyway, he just one day started just going, oh, come on. And I don't know why he did it. To this day, I still don't know why he did it, but. Gee whiz, 8 years later and it's hit its peak.
Well, everyone's doing it now, mate. We have about 400 DMs of people just going, oh, they're not even messaging anything anymore. It's just like, oh, Cole.
When you make sure you do your hum-ons on the weekend, make sure you give a little bit of Fraser Russell as well. Just tip your hat to Fraser Russell.
Yeah, you do that. Oh,
he is
that.
The one and only on that. Hey, you know what's really funny? You know what's very funny? From the weekend is, I'm all about that, is actually, yeah, anyway, let's not get into this right now. But you know what was really funny on the weekend that brought back a bad memory for me in the games, in both games this happened. So the queue was in the rack, both teams are like, fuck this, we're done. Let's get some gun players off. So there's like 15 minutes to go or 10 minutes to go and they start taking off like their guns. So you look at Melbourne's bench, they've got like Max Gawn, Petrarca, Clary Oliver, Jake Lever on the bench. Maisie's on the bench as well. He's come off. Bulldogs do the same. They got, you know, the Bont off. All their guns are off. And I just look back to those times and I just keep thinking and it hits me in the feels the time when I was there, the 23rd bloke picked and I'm absolutely fucked, like absolutely cooked at the end of the game trying to get off the bench. And I run over there. I'm running over there. Like I've literally just like, I cannot breathe. And I look over there and I go up. I go, yeah, is anyone coming off? And then like Luke Beveridge would look at me and just go, can you fuck off, mate? No, can you seriously? We don't care if you break both your legs, brother. Just do not come anywhere near the Bont. All right, now, and do not come anywhere near Clary and Petrarca and Max Gawn because they are resting. We do not give a shit what happens to you. And I felt that literally a few times. I'll just put the hand up, get back out there.
No, it happens all the time. Even like if it wasn't even the end of the game, like you had your time allocation of where you had to come off. So like if you were scheduled for 11 minutes in the quarter to come off and like you went 2 minutes over, you'd go to the bench and us shit kickers, they don't care. So we're not like a Cripper or like a Walsh would be where they'd get you off because you need a rest. You'd come 2 minutes late and they'd be like, nah, missed your time, keep going.
I still
about fucking no. I've got no lungs in me. What do you mean, miss my time? Get me the fuck off the ground.
I used to love it. That was my favorite part about. I'm not even joking right now. My favorite part was just sitting back on the bench for a bit, and it'd be so good because the bench assistant would be sitting there going, "You're right to go, mate. Give me a couple more, mate. Give me a couple more minutes, would you? Hey, you ready? Yeah, you know he's ready. Just go before me. Go before me, mate. You good? I've just got my laces are undone. It's gonna take a while if I can fix them. So, you guys go. I'll meet you at halftime. Oh, jeez.
So good. So good. Just the memories. Nothing better than like, especially in the AFL when it's been a good first quarter. You've almost had like three touches. You come off the ground. It's been 11 minutes, and you just get a little applause. But no one knows who the fuck you are. Like you, no one knows that you've just lost every hit out, but and not had a touch yet. But it's a home game. The fans love it. And then you walk along the boundary like you puff, like oh fuck, oh yeah, I'm in this game.
Been in it. Oh, I don't want to harp on this, but another demon memory has just come up on this because this happens in. I think Caleb Daniel was actually telling this story when he played in 2016 for his grand final. And there's no worse feeling, I don't care what you say in football, than coming off the ground at quarter time and not touch the pill. And you know you've had donuts. And I remember like when you'd start, you'd be like, fuck yeah, starting on the ground on the last rotation. So they've probably won at 6 minutes, 12 minutes, 18 minutes. And you're like, I'm in the 18-minute mark. Perfect. Giving you plenty of time to get into it. And you look up 18-minute mark, you're ready to come off and you still haven't touched it. And you're like, oh, fuck, this cannot be good. I'm coming to the bench and I have not had a sniff right now. Like this is really scary. And then you go into quarter time and you're like, yeah, no, this is totally fine. Like I'm sweet to go. sweet to go again.
On the outside, don't freak out. But like on the inside, you're like, man, fuck this game plan and fuck this team. I need a touch. Someone get me a touch.
I think I need a trade.
Actually, my hand is pretty sore. That's why I'm not getting a touch. Yeah, nah. I'm just going to get a bit more sore if I don't get another one next quarter.
Man, it's so funny. The less touches I get, the sore I am. Hey, anyway, let's move on from reminiscing because these are bad memories. What else happened last week? The dog whisperer.
Oh, fish
might have
fingers.
Had a lot.
No, don't. Let's not miss fish fingers, man.
Okay.
That was bad. And I think I'm going to be a bit more wary now when I put him in because I think, or I did think, but obviously I didn't know that you might start picking up on it. But for you to still to read out Dion Fish Fingers Clements as a UFC fighter was baffling. So shout out to Dion Fish Fingers, who might be coming through the ranks. We don't know. He could be our new favorite UFC fighter, but that was an absolute highlight last
week. Yeah, man. It's funny, like when I like sort of have to just like host the show and like get you to strap on my back. So like I just have just so much going on in my head that it's hard to just keep going because I'm consistently strapping you on my back to keep everything up and about. So apologies for strapping you on my back, man. I'm really sorry about that. Hey, another one. I'm the dog whisperer. Everyone said it. Thank you so much for that last week. We got a ton of messages about this. I'll be honest, there's some dogs out there that I've never seen before. Like I want to say, there's some dogs that have been sent to me that I've we'll get the DNA test.
I've never seen before.
We'll get the DNA test on what the dog is, but we'll also get a DNA test on if it's actually a dog as well. Because there's some things out there that I've never seen. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. All dogs are beautiful and we love them. And we love them in the Liscoggers community. But I'll be able to diagnose what they are. But also just be good to know that that actually is a canine.
You're right. There is some great dogs in there. We do love dogs. But even I went for a deep dive in the DMs and I was like, what is that crossbreed? That is not, that's half, you know, Shetland pony. That's, I don't know what mix that is, but that is not a dog. So we will get some images out there for Deal to try and pick what breed they are. We can't confirm if they'll actually be 100% dog because we're rattled, as I said, but we're going to put you to the test. I think this week we'll put them up on the Instagram and then you have a crack at trying to guess
easy,
where they are.
I do that in my, do that in my sleep. Piss easy. Like, even though I didn't know if they were a dog or not, I still knew what the DNA was and what the breakdown was of that creature, of whatever it was. So, exciting times for that. Looking forward to it. That'd be great. Hey, pop culture. Show coming out called The Activist. It's like They're Apprentice, but they do challenges boosting their course. What the fuck is that? I don't care. That's in the run sheet. What is that? Did you put that in, Dan?
Put that in.
Is that a fake thing again?
I've never heard of The Activist before. Is this a promotion? Oh, it's a brand deal. Actually, yeah, man, I've heard of that.
I actually love The Activist. It's actually one of my favourite shows.
Yeah, and you can get, like, obviously you can get anywhere, like, because that's how good it is.
So I'm pretty sure it's on theactivist.com, and you just need to swipe up and then you'll find it.
Yeah. So swipe up, find the link, mention Liscoggers for 10% off, and we love them.
Yeah.
Hey, Conor McGregor's doing my head in. Did you see him at the VMAs awards? Oh. Apparently he had this run-in with Machine Gun Kelly. The bloke nearly snapped his ankle again.
I saw that. When you've got some of the most lethal hands in the game besides Dion Fish Fingers, don't be throwing drinks at people. Like honestly, you just got to get up there and put him in an armbar. Like, it's Machine Gun Kelly. Like, I reckon I could even take him down.
I reckon you're right. If you're a UFC fighter and like, especially Conor, like we know you can throw hands, but what's more impressive is if you just put Machine Gun Kelly in like a rear naked chokehold and just like no one's ripping you off him, like no one around him would be able to rip you off. You are a UFC superstar.
Seriously.
So he's pissing me off. He's got to stop it, mate. Please, Liscoggers, if you haven't seen Conor like try and fight Machine Gun Kelly, look at the jump he puts in to try and get him. He literally almost snaps both his ankles again.
What's the beef? Like, how do they get into an argument in the first place?
Oh, mate, who knows? It's just a weird pairing of people to be in the same room together.
Yeah, interesting.
No prior beef at all. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently, maybe, I think I read something where Conor asked Machine Gun for a photo and then he was like, nah, and then Machine Gun pushed him. Also, don't call yourself Machine Gun.
Yeah, that's weird. That's real.
What a rap name. What's your name? Oh, Machine Gun Kelly.
Hey.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that is freaking weird. I actually don't mind some of his songs. I might get some on vinyl. Hey, funny one. Now, I know you think I'm taking the piss with this, and I know maybe 2 weeks ago I said that I went for Manchester City. Mm. I'm officially going for Manchester United now.
No, you can't just. Nah,
I don't care, man.
Like
I don't care. Honestly, this is one. I understand the round, you know, this, but I watched that game on the weekend. I watched it. And the running patterns of this young player coming through, Cristiano Ronaldo from Manchester United, that they've got, he's going to be something special. He's going to be something
special. How many through balls?
Two goals on debut.
How many through balls?
Heaps. So I just think it's going to be a bright future for Manchester United. And obviously at Old Trafford, which was awesome. So
obviously at Old Trafford. You don't have to mention, obviously, we know where they play, mate.
No, well, you don't. And the one thing that I like there, my boy Skepta was there and my boy Stormzy was there.
Blah. Yeah, I love Grime. Who's the king of Grime? Hey, actually, Stormzy. Before, don't Google this. I know you know Ronaldo. Give me one player just right now who plays for Manchester United. Don't Google.
Manchester United.
Yeah, don't. Okay, you're Googling.
There's heaps of players yeah. there, man.
Yeah. Okay, give us one right now then.
Well,
give us just right now. Right now. No, like I hear you typing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Paul Pogba is probably one of my favourites because he had 7 assists on the weekend. So I reckon he's a gun and obviously he's been playing some good football for a while. So I'm well and truly on them.
Obviously, who's the coach?
We've got to move segments. So let's go to the tennis and talk about Dylan Alcott. What the frick. Man, he's a Golden Slam winner. Now, for one, impressive. Two, what the fuck is a Golden Slam?
I know what that is. The Golden Slam is where you win.
Is it five?
Yeah. No, it's when you win all the like US Wimbledon, the French Open, the Aussie Open, and then you win a gold medal in the same year.
Yes.
No one's ever done
that
before.
That's what I was thinking. That's what very impressive. Very, very impressive. So fantastic on that. Yeah, good on him. Obviously sculled the beer at the end as well, which we love. Body Australians, we're hooligans, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Hey, you guys, you keep bringing up Josh Giddey. I don't know who Josh Giddey is.
Yeah, because you're a freaking surface.
You say he's
NBA
pick six in the draft.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he just signed a deal with Nike, which is big. It doesn't say an amount, but that'd be a lot of moolah coming in for him.
I don't even, like, Nike don't have to pay me. As long as they gave me some shoes, I'd be so stoked. It'd be awesome.
Legit, I know. Yeah, we got our shoe deal, though.
If you had to, like, besides Nike, give me your top three sponsors of like who you'd want. Because I'd say you go first. I'm thinking sports/lifestyle. So like you've got to enjoy wearing it like full time.
Yeah. Oh, Dada, G unit, spray jackets.
Diesel.
Who else? Diesel. Do you wear diesel clothes? I don't know. I think Puma, they're cool. They're coming back. Adidas.
I'd have to go Nike, I think. Just for overall stature. When I play golf, I wear Nike. I'm pretty cool like that. Lululemon, doing some cool things. Melbourne Storm, which we love Melbourne Storm because we are both Melburnians. I actually don't go for Melbourne Storm, so I don't know why I'm saying that.
Mate.
I go for the Rabbitohs.
I lived in Sydney
for 2 years.
Mate, you don't know anything about rugby.
I'm an NRL fan. Yes, I do. Johnny Sutton used to play for them from the Bra Boys.
How many points when you try?
How many points? Four. 4 points.
Sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am
sure. How nervous
sure.
are you now?
4 points. 4 points.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But yeah, I'm a Rabbitohs fan. Who do you go for?
Oh, I have so many teams.
You go for Gold Coast Titans, don't you? Gold Coast Titans.
Go for the Adelaide Rams back in the day, but I now go for Melbourne. I like
You go for the Gold Coast Titans.
Oh, yeah. You should go for the Titans. They're a good team. Hey, AFL, obviously we're getting to the pointy end, but there's some big events happening still.
I love trade, period. It is so exciting. I think it's better than the year itself.
There is that, and there's also BNFs just happening left, right, and centre.
Yeah.
And you and I, we've been to a few in our times. I've been to a few, actually. Nothing better than BNFs, AFL. You're rocking up. You get all dressed up. You have your pre-drinks with the boys. You get, maybe a limo into the convention center. You rock up. You see where your table is at. And then you sit down for 4 hours and don't poll one vote. There's no better feeling. It's just that night.
It's so good when you're sitting at the back when they're like stacking the dishes near you because you definitely know you're a chance to win something.
Nothing more demoralizing is when like they do the points update after like round 7, 14, 21 and like they go through the pages. So top 10, obviously. All right, not on there. 20, top 20. Oh, yep, not top 30. Not still not there. Oh, 31st. Oh, that's right. I haven't played like a game this year, so not even on the screen.
There's always that one player in teams, and not so much AFL because not many dads of players coach AFL, but has everyone ever played in those teams? Have you ever played in a team where like a teammate's dad is the coach?
Oh, yeah.
How bad is that? Like if anyone out there and your dad's a coach, you instantly suck. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Like you're copping double points there no matter what. Because even if he's not giving them out, the assistant coaches don't want to be rude to you and you're copping all the votes. Like, and you're not that good, honestly. You're not.
Nah. Your dad's the coach, so there's that. That's the first thing that's wrong.
Yeah. Because if your dad's going to yell at you, I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
Hey, son, I'm going to go hard on you not to set the tone in front of the other lads. Shut up, Dad. No, you're not.
Just letting you know, mate, that if I do give you a spray call to time, I don't mean it. It's just to get the boys going. All right.
And
I've got to show that I'm not taking sides here. All right. You know, I don't want to be hard on you, but I've got to show them. So that's happening. So good to see, obviously, a lot of players polling the BNFs. Saw the Brisbane BNF. Zorko took that out.
Five times.
I say, oh, when I'm outside the top 20, outside the top 40 of the BNF, I say to myself that night when I'm half cut in the club, in the booth, I say, fellas, next year I'm coming back better than ever.
How good at the BNF when you get to the end of the night, you're at the after party and you always see one player just like barreling up like an assistant coach, just having a D&M with them about the year. And it's like you two never even spoke throughout the year and you've just got this gut bloke in a headlock like, mate, you just don't know how much I respect you. I'm coming back next year. I'm going to win the 2K time trial and that halfback position is mine. Jeez, yeah. That was all too
familiar. This is the coach, the only convo the coach is having back to you is like, mate, like we believe in you, but do you want it enough? Do you want that enough?
Hey, no, it's there. Yeah. The door's there, mate. Ability, kick it down.
Ability, tick. Work ethic, not sure, so show us. Show us what you're made of. Meanwhile, I'm just absolutely cut off, you know, Sam Booker at this point. Sam Booker.
Sorry. God. I thought you said Sam Booker was a player. I was trying to work out who that was. I don't know that guy. As well, this time of the year, as much as there's BNFs happening, there's also a hard time. And you wouldn't know about this because you'd already retired from now. But for me, you're holding on. You're not knowing what's happening. There's a few players that the fate's up in the air, which is, you know, we don't even know who they are at the moment, but we'll keep tabs on those players that are going to be retiring/delisting. Has there been anyone that's retired lately that needs to come through the commission to ask whether it's a retirement or a delisting? Because that's what I would like.
Oh, I could name. Are we in the business of naming him or not?
No.
Not, there will be some more coming out.
Yeah, watch this space. We'll be on that and make sure that we are filtering through on that because, hey, embrace it. It's good to be delisted. Be yourself. Be delisted. Hey, we've got a ton of messages about this, and this is really setting the tone. Let's just talk about Rourke Smith for a moment. Now, this tweet was through Nick Duxon, and it was just a great story. He tweeted this. So many good grand final stories this year. Hope someone tells Rourke Smith's. 7 consecutive one-year rookie deals since being drafted. 36 games in 7 years. 2 ACL reconstructions. Delisted and re-rookied twice. Done it the hard way. As bulldog a story as it gets. That is an unbelievable story. 7 one-year deals, 2 ACL recos, delisted twice and re-rookied. It's unbelievable.
That is actually crazy. I'm just reading it back. That is unbelievable.
He's handsome as fuck, too. Handsome dude.
He's just so good looking.
Yeah, and we love that.
You know, we love him, love how good looking he is. Great effort.
I think it's wrong that Rourke Smith has not been nominated in List Clog of the Year. I have no idea how he hasn't, but how can we get him in the team somehow?
Good call. So who do we have a medi sub yet or not?
Do we drop someone? Or not? Do we drop someone that didn't appreciate being in the team?
Yep, I think so.
Because there is an internal list of players that didn't really appreciate being in the team that
A majority of the players got back to us and appreciated like the recognition of what this meant. Like obviously it means a lot to a lot of list cloggers out there and a lot of people. And then there was a handful of players that I don't think they understood how significant this is and they didn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you're on the chopping block.
Yeah. Let's go to players. Match committee next week and really, look, this award, don't piss down me back and tell me it's raining. All right.
Yeah.
It's up there. Okay. So we can't be having, if you're not grateful for it, don't have it. If you don't want what mum's cooked for dinner, then you can sit there and starve.
Yeah, I'm with you. I reckon next week, in, out.
Yep.
That's like final that. Change before the grand final. Mm-hmm. That's what we'll do. So, mate, what the fuck's this week off before the grand final? Why are we having a week off?
I don't know.
Let's just get into it, baby.
It's unbelievable. Come on. What the hell? Like, you think about these teams that have played like week on, week off. Yeah, anyway. I don't know. It's weird. Weird for sure.
It helps. I reckon that plays into Doggy's favour.
Yeah, I think so too.
More.
Who do we think goes back in this team? Are we going to talk about this later, like about the matchups and stuff?
Yeah, we can. Probably next week's episode leading into the granny we'll really dissect it.
Sorry, man. I think about things too much.
I know. Yeah, that's because you don't think about it on surface level.
Grand final halftime show. Unbelievable.
Oh.
Now, what is this song? If I can go with you anywhere, just get me out of here.
I could go with you anywhere,
just get me out of here.
Fuck, I love that we've started singing more on this podcast. This might just turn into like 40 minutes of us singing one day.
I love the Birds of Tokyo. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah. Oh, here we go. They're your mates, are they?
You said it. I didn't say anything. I didn't say that they're my mates.
Mates with everyone.
Are they not my mates? Well, I can't say they're not my mates. Okay. I'm not going to say they're my mates, but I definitely cannot say they're not my mates. That's the way I'll put it. In Sydney, Tommy Sheridan, who's one of the biggest little slime balls you've ever in your life, somehow he got us on this boat party and, like, should not have been there. Should not have been there. It was a cruise around the Sydney harbour. Used to live in Sydney. And anyway, we're out there. Birds of Tokyo are playing there. You can go with me anywhere, just take me. And I'm just going, wee, like that. And guess who was there?
What were you doing?
Guess who was there on the boat
Birds
party?
Birds of Tokyo.
Yeah, but guess who else?
Mark McGowan.
No. It was, do you watch Lord, what's it called? Gang of...
Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings, not Gang of Youths. What's it called, that show? The series that everyone loves. Priority Pick, I should know this. What's it called?
Oh, yeah, Sopranos.
No. Fucking Game of Thrones.
Yes.
You know the guy in Game of Thrones who is like blind in the wheelchair?
Yeah, Bran.
Bran, he was there.
Bran wasn't there.
I swear to God, he was there. It was so weird. He was there. Like they paid him to come out and he was on the boat party with Birds of Tokyo. I met him.
Was he in like full Game of Thrones?
Everyone was telling him to like, Tommy, this is classic Tommy Sheridan. Like the last thing you'd want someone to, if you were Bran, what would be the last thing you would want someone to come up to you and do? Like, what's the biggest nuffy thing that someone can come up to you and say, do this. If you
hey, Bran, the White Walkers are coming. Ah, just kidding, buddy. You want a drink?
Tommy goes out and goes, oh, do the eye thing. And Bran's just like, I'm sitting there just going, what the fuck is going on right now? Please don't. And
imagine if Bran was like,
out of a good bloke, yeah, he mate. Was, he did it. And I said, Tommy, don't. Oh. You can't. Don't do that, please. Don't
so
do
telling
that.
Me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if you were a part of that convo and you looked over to Bran and Tommy Sheridan and Bran's just got his eyes rolled back.
Yeah, and Tommy gave him a pair of Rick's eyewear after that as well. So make sure you check out your Rick's eyewear. Brand
yeah,
wears
Tommy
it.
Was like, oh, that's kind of weird, Brand. Put these on. These are Rick's.
Yeah. Rick's eyewear. Check them out. Rickseyewear.com.au where all the good sunnies are. Retina protection. Tommy will love the
anyway. Thanks, Brad. Do you want a vodka soda?
I think we have the List Clovers code there, actually, 20% off. So we will give the shout out in case.
So 16, your Brand. Want a beer or what, cuz?
So, yeah, Birds of Tokyo. I'm excited for that. Hey, Danny, it's that time. People who?
People who? People who? We hate the things that these people do.
Oh, people who?
People who? Big, we're big. But I think mine this week, I may have done it before, but it's crept back in. Obviously, unfortunately, New South Wales, Vic, still in lockdowns. I'm seeing this a lot, like every morning. My routine, it seems a bit slower than everyone else's on Instagram, on whatever, on Facebook. I get up, I check the social, see what's happening, have a finger on the pulse. Obviously, a lot going on. People who post every single walk and workout that they're doing.
Shut the fuck
like,
up. I know.
Fuck me, we get it. You are better than us. I fully accept that I'm a piece of shit and you are up at 6 doing burpees. That's cool. But stop posting literally everything you do.
Oh, mate. Bad shout out to friend of the show, Jake McBean. Okay, he's decided to be a triathlete. He thinks he's the only person in Australia that actually decides to go for a run, and just wants to send me Strava every morning. Now, congratulations. Okay, you're doing some incredible running.
Well done.
It's fantastic. I'm absolutely rapt for you. Career best, Nick. He's got the six pack. He's feeling good. He looks fantastic too. He looks absolutely stunning. I don't care.
Mm. Yeah. I'm with you. It's like they've they're the first ones to discover this thing called running.
I know.
Like, awesome. It's been there forever.
Yeah. It's not the first time. We've been doing it since the start of evolution. If you've just discovered it, congratulations, but it has been around for a while. So I really appreciate that. Meanwhile, I'm getting back into running this week and I'm deliberately not posting my runs on Strava because I'm running about 6 minute 30Ks.
Mate, there's the people's workouts in lockdowns are so extreme. I saw someone with a full rower out in a park. They took a rower to a park and started rowing and dumbbells and battle ropes. I was like, you couldn't pay me enough in lockdown to do a full workout like that.
Yeah. You can't even pay me when we're in lockdown to do that. Is that what you just said? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. The same thing.
Sorry about that.
I'm still focused about, I'm still in the back of my head. I've still got the image of Bran rolling his eyes back and Tommy just looking at him.
Oh, shiznit. Yeah, that was it started with Birds of Tokyo. That did put a little dampener on the night, but all in all was great. We bought him some vodka raspberries and did the eye thing. It was fantastic. Now, that was my people who too, so I've literally got the same thing as you, my friend. We'll move on to Piss Ants Anonymous. Now, there's plenty of these getting in, and we really do appreciate it. We love it. So obviously, we've got normal human that doesn't really care about life and just sees things on the surface level, doesn't question anything, and that's obviously yourself. Then we've got piss ants who see things beneath the surface level. They really are good people and love being themselves. Then you've got your piss hands. Now, just on this, we've had a few messages about piss. We might have to actually change the name of piss hands because we looked up the definition and it
was something grim, wasn't
it? Okay.
Something like piss hands when you're doing a piss and you accidentally get some on your hand.
Yeah. Was that it says, or not? The act of pissing in the same toilet with your mate without flushing. That. So that wasn't what we meant by that. And that's not meant to be a joke. That's just what it says on Urban Dictionary.
Flushed. We've always flushed once we piss together.
And I half flush piss because it's obviously got – I half flush urine because obviously the environment and stuff as well. You want to – you know, you want to full flush that. You half flush it.
No, you're right. I flush dependent on how dark the urine is.
Yeah, but what if you take a multivitamin in the morning?
Yeah, don't do that because my body's fucking unreal.
I take multivitamins and I get fluoro urine.
Oh, you would? Oh, man, my magnesium levels are so down. Better take these. Mate, I don't. I will flush the toilet depending on how dark it is. If it's dark brown, that's a flush.
I don't know anyone who has a dark brown urine, and that is concerning. Maybe you need some multivitamins.
I tell you, it was dark brown on Sunday morning after I'd woke up and my mouth was as dry as the Sahara Desert and I had red rooster in my belly. I had a belly full of red rooster.
Anyway, let's get back on topic.
We've got no water in my body.
Josh Sharon here says, not sure if this is his actual last name or he just loves footy. Okay, that was a note. Sorry. So, Josh, we're not sure if that's your last name or you just love Sharon's. But Josh Sharon said, am I a piss ant if I place toilet paper on the seat before I sit on it?
I do this.
I do this in public toilets, but not at home.
Oh, mate, I would never ever, like, if Anna and I'm happy to share the same toilet with Anna. Like, I love her, but I would never, like, put toilet paper down because, like, oh, she's used it. In public, 100%.
I love it.
In fact,
public's the best.
I would rather, if I'm in a shopping mall or out and about and I need a shit, I'm not going to do it. And if I do, I'm shitting my pants.
Nah,
They're the two options for me.
That's weird. I would just rather just put the toilet paper down.
Nah. Even when you go to the public toilets.
I have a theory, by the way. I have a theory on public toilets. I've just come to my mind because I've just picked this up late. So, you know how, just say there's three public toilets. You walk in there and there's the door. You walk in and to the right, there's three public toilets there. There's three cubicles. So everyone always goes, all right, I'm going to go the one furthest away because it's the most quiet and everyone is, you know, no one will use that one. Everyone uses that one. Okay, so I always go, and then they go, all right, I'll go the one near the door because that would be the second most used. Yes, correct. That is the second most used. So you know what? Always go middle when no one else is there because that's the least used toilet. No one else uses the middle toilet.
Yeah, true. I can see that. But then if someone does come in, then you're in the middle of just absolute battleships between everyone.
Yeah, you just get in, get out. I'm not there to make friends.
This theory as well. I got this theory on toilets, public toilets, that everyone who uses them are blind because sometimes you go into a public toilet and you're like, how did someone's shit get there? I'm all for a skid mark. Hey, I'm a human. I leave a skiddy. But when there's a shit on the toilet bowl on a wall, like how is this happening?
Yeah, some people are taking literally and metaphorically taking the piss.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Let's move on because that's gross. One,
Sammy Gillespie, he says, hey, fellas.
Oh, not Jason's.
Well.
Not Jason's dad, is it?
Oh, Jason's dad. Shout out to Jason. Obviously, Sam and Jason listen together. So shout out. Loved when you're fast bowling, Jason. Tell Jason. Hey, fellas, assuming you're well, just wanted your professional opinion on this matter. On nights out after I'm done with the beers, I simply cannot drink any more beer and instead opt for delicious Baileys of milk. Am I a piss ant? That is terrible.
That is, wow, that's like not even I do that.
Sam?
Yeah.
Sam, how about the same thing you could do is have some beers and then go to your fridge and just drink a litre of milk.
Sam.
Just because it's got alcohol in it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're better off going to a local cafe that's 24/7 hours a day and literally get a 1 litre, a lukewarm, weak 1 litre latte. That's what you're better off doing because... That's disgusting.
Disgusting, Baileys. Oh, nah. just in your gut, you've got, you know, liters of beer, and then on top of that, to top it off, just put a bit of milk on top.
How funny, Dan.
Let it sit in your gut.
How funny, Dan, is some of the messages about coffee orders that we've been getting, that obviously at work, people, you know, they order coffees for their bosses or people that they work with, and some of the orders that are coming through, extra large, weak latte with warm milk. Yeah. Like,
oh, you know what's even worse? Someone said their boss
genuinely
orders...
feel sick.
Someone said that their boss gets them to order an extra large chai latte, which is literally just warm milk with some cinnamon on top. imagine waking up and ordering a chai latte. That's up there with ordering a mocha. Absolutely embarrassing.
The lukewarm really gets me. The lukewarm really gets me, man. Fucking hell.
That's the thing, especially with large coffees, like they might be hot for like the first three sips and then you're just chugging down like milk that's been in a cup for 40 minutes.
Send us in your worst coffee order that you've ever heard of, please, or one that a friend gets that makes you order and you don't even want to go up there and ask for it because it's too embarrassing. We'd love to hear it. Mm. Hey, moving on. And look, I'm not going to harp on this, okay? Because I know this is your time. Things are going well for you and I'm all about GMZ. It's a great segment. You know, kudos to your community. But you've been, like, when people message in and they're upset and they're angry and they're disappointed in you for what you've been saying and some of the news you've been spreading, it starts to then impact me because I'm a shareholder and I'm a stakeholder in this business. So it's been disappointing. You've absolutely fucked it, I'll be honest. You're pissing down our backs and you're telling us raining. So I'll let you have it. Here it is.
GMZ. Thank you for that intro. That was so nice of you to say that. So let's obviously debrief a few things before I just start breaking news.
Let's, because there's some big questions that need answers to. There's some big questions that need answers to. Yeah. And that's just on behalf of the stakeholders of LizCloggers Pty Ltd. And it's not me that's upset, Dan. It's everyone else's tears that you can hear.
Well,
because you're making mum upset.
Let's just look at the stories I have broken and be thankful for that I've been able to do that. Obviously broke the Clarko news, broke the Perth Grand Final. I've broken the Adelaide top draft pick leaving the Suns, which I'll give you an update on that right now. I have eyes and
sounds
ears on
like,
the ground.
It sounds like you're trying to find some outs here.
I have eyes and ears on the ground in regards to Adelaide and the top draft pick that wants out of the Suns. Allegedly, that top draft pick has just bought a house in Adelaide. That's all I can say.
Allegedly. Are we in a court of law or are we just breaking
news? Well,
my
sources. Okay. Well, I want an out here in case when it fucks up.
So let's go back now. Let's go back to a few that you've just absolutely cooked and people are really upset about.
Oh, well, fuck, can't win them all, can you, mate? Nathan Jones, right?
You swore.
Yeah. Well, I said that I thought he would be an emergency, a medi sub for either this week or if they made the grand final. Now, look, I wasn't wrong. I had sources on the ground.
Just to say he's gone home. Okay,
no, I've sacked her now so I can say who it was. I had a disinfected cleaning lady at the Perth training facilities when Melbourne would come in. They spray the stuff down and she heard, like obviously she was there, she was hearing everything that was going on. She was near the team meetings. She heard Goody say, "Hey man, hey, what's up, brother?" Nathan Jones dabbed him up. He's like, "You're so close, you're going to be a med sub this week." So Tina then came back to me. Okay, she got it wrong. So now she's sacked. And now Nathan Jones is going back home to have a see the birth of his twins.
Yes.
So I didn't, in my calculations, I didn't account for that.
Yeah.
So sue me for not knowing that he was having twins.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, when we trust you with this role, we assume you're across it all.
Yeah. Well, I'm well across it, mate. So I just wanted to.
Al Clarkson had the job at Carlton. Is that still going ahead?
Well, that's actually funny you should mention that because I'm hearing whispers that that is well and truly back on the table. The reason why they haven't appointed anyone or made anything is because he is back in the frame big time.
Well, you said last week that Brad Scott was going to get the role. So I'm just...
Oh, mate, they're all going to get him eventually. Yeah. Like, there's so many roles. So I just wanted to say that that's where those two are at. So obviously Nathan Jones, sorry guys, didn't get that right. Now, I want to break a story about... NBA. I'm going to venture out overseas.
Josh Giddey?
I have a message. Not just Giddey. I have a message from someone who messaged me. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I'm recording, so I can't go into it. Who said his Stephen May's friend works with this person's dad. Stephen May is close to Christian Petrarca. So the info has fed from Christian Petrarca, Stephen May's friend, to this person's dad.
So now Christian Petrarca is now culpable of this.
Yep. Ben Simmons, close to Christian Petrarca. Ben Simmons, Christian Petrarca, Stephen May, friend's dad, back to this guy, back to me. Ben Simmons is going to the Portland Trailblazers. Lock it away.
Okay.
That's my GMZ this week. It's locked away. It's done. It's a deal. Yeah. Done deal.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thanks for coming, everyone.
I used to take it as gospel, but we'll see what happens.
We will. Watch your space on that one.
Thank you.
Next week, I'll be fed lots of information going into the grand final. Oh, so I'm really
looking forward to you getting fed some
ins and outs and ins. So thank you so much. Love you all. Haven't sung a song for you yet, so have had this one. I'm so sorry I got one wrong. I didn't know Jonesy was having twins.
Okay, Danny, I think everyone will forgive you, and I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not being harsh on you there. I'm just saying, like, you've held yourself to such a high standard, and the community, the community just want you to be better. Don't be bitter. Be better. Now, can I just say a big, big, big thank you to our friends at KO. Oh my God, I love KO. Come on.
Oh,
I watched the final there the other night. The HD there was just like, ha ha ha, and I was just this is the best.
Nothing better, you're right.
And now, guys, it's time for our new segment called Replay Challenge, brought to you by KO.
That's right, deal. Replay Challenge is where one of us is challenged to recap one of the most complicated sports stories of the week in just 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds, just between 29 and 31. Replay Challenge is made possible by KO Minis. If you're short on time or want to catch up on games you've missed, then KO Minis are the perfect way to enjoy the action. Stream a condensed version of key sport matches and get all the up-to-date highlights in about 20 minutes. KO Minis, made for busy lives on the go. And we are busy because we are businessmen.
Nailed it, man.
Thanks. All right, Danny boy, you're up today. I challenge you to recap Daniel Ricciardo's GP win story in 30 seconds. Producer Sam is now going to chuck on a timer, and we're going to see how well you know F1. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so Ricciardo left Red Bull the end of 2018 for Renault and big money. He struggled a lot in his first 2 years there. He might have gone on the podium maybe like twice. He goes to McLaren at the start of this year.
Yeah, I like McLaren.
Has
they're
historically
orange.
Been one of the best F1 forces in recent times.
Yeah,
they've been poor for the last 10 to 15 years. Dan struggled again this year, got a couple of fourths and fifths. Now, he qualified second for the race in Italy. That came out of nowhere. Even surprised himself, he overtook Max Verstappen on the first corner of the race and held him off for 25 laps.
25.
Then Lewis and Max collided, and out of nowhere, Dan Ricciardo has won. No one saw it coming. I don't think he even knew. Now, is that 30 seconds?
That's 30 seconds.
Nailed it.
That was good. Now,
thank you,
Dan, that was fantastic. To be honest, you did a very, very good job. I feel very much into F1 now. So congratulations on that. And that's it for today's Replay Challenge, brought to you by KO Minis. Dan, did you know that cricket lives here on KO app?
That's right, dear. We kick off with our record-breaking women taking on India later this month before the ICC Men's T20 World Cup is live and exclusive on Fox Cricket, available on KO. Can't catch the whole game? We'll stroll through the wide selection of KO Minis, KO's condensed match replays to catch up on all the action you might have missed the night before.
Yeah, man, I love cricket. There's nothing better than hitting a six or a four. Thanks to legends at KO here, catching up with all your favourite sporting moments, no matter how busy you are. We love KO. Well done.
Love KO. Massive fans of KO. Love having them on board. Hey, let's get in the round review because she wasn't many games, but they were bloody important.
Yes, they were. Wow.
Mate, what a geez. I tell you what, Friday night, Melbourne Geelong. God, I am so sorry to everyone that saw me on Twitter. I really, Dad let the dogs out again, had a few pinos and he got his Twitter fingers going, so
yeah, you can't. You shouldn't be tweeting and drinking.
I think I'm banning myself, mate, because God, I absolutely opened up on them, and I'm so sorry to every Geelong fan out there. But I didn't mean, like, obviously we're all having a good time here. It's funny to laugh about things when you're getting done. I got absolutely wrecked by some guy on Instagram.
Is Twitter the most like ruthless app on like the internet? I reckon it is. I reckon it's I've never copped so much backlash from people, and it's so funny because everyone in life they're like, these millennials, they're cyber bullies and they get to... I'm telling you now, all the abuse I've copped in my life is from a 50-year-old with a fucking Holden Commodore as their DP. Like, they're the ones that should be really worried about us, okay? Because They're going hard.
100%. I'm getting wrecked by Lex42077777, who follows 3,000 people and has zero followers.
And has never tweeted before.
Never, ever. So I got, again, it happened. I actually got absolutely wrecked by Brad on Instagram. He asked me, I think it was his long fan. He asked me how many finals I played in. And obviously he absolutely nailed me because I've only played in one under 13s and dislocated my little finger. So absolutely owned me. Brad. So
wasn't Brad, really wasn't Brad Scott, was it?
It was, yeah. No, good on Geelong. Good effort, though, by Geelong. Obviously, they started at the gates with their game plan. Didn't work that well and then just decided to stick with it. So it's a good effort just to, when you see things that aren't really going your way, just to really not do anything and just accept it and hopefully break the other team down with the same game plan.
You never know. The tide could swing and that's what I'm an absolute imbecile. I genuinely thought that Geelong might have won this game, but I put my hand up. I'm wrong. I'm really happy that Melbourne won because they were just unbelievable. And there's just so many mates at the show that we've got to give shout outs to. Spargs.
So many.
Charlie Spargo. Jimmy Spargo,
Jimmy, geez, good
Tracker,
Jimmy.
We love him. Maxi Gorn, we love. Gaunt. Jimmy Harms took a big Spekulinko. It was Spekulinko. Fantastic. Clary.
Fridge. Bailey's hair looked unbelievable.
Stevie May.
I mean, his Maisie with the nerve block in his back that went down to his hammy.
Yeah.
Love him. Bailey Fridge's hair, man. It's a work of art.
Isn't it?
100 miles in the wind. That thing's not moving.
Nah, so shout out to the boys. They did a great job. It was a freaking awesome game. Max Gorn. I'm actually mates with him just quietly. And that's all I had for that. Just wanted to let you know I was
sick.
Mates with him. Yeah, if you wanted to listen to the podcast I did with him, he told me some cool things. So five goals, 19 touches, five goals.
Mate, he took the piss. That third quarter, that was just like he was taken. I've never, ever seen, I don't know about a player, maybe I have, but I've never seen a team like just do that in a quarter.
Nah, it was pretty impressive.
I'd smacked it. Can we talk about, I think we messaged each other before the game. We had our predictions on who would win based on arms around each other during the anthem or power stance at the anthem.
Yeah.
And what did you think?
Well, we both thought this.
Yeah, we did.
We said, I always have this thing, and I'm not talking power stance, like back to Adelaide in 2017, I think that was. That was just a bit silly. I think we can all agree that that wasn't how you do things. But I've always been a really big fan of like just standing there next to each other, not necessarily arm in arms, because arm in arms, most footballers have really bad shoulders and you're standing there for a while. So it's actually very uncomfortable and it really hurts. If you've got someone tall or small, it just doesn't work. You've got someone's armpit in your face. I was like, oh, it just screams to me like we're trying to be too connected here. But they showed me. Melbourne did it. They were connected. I thought that that was a bad sign. Ended up being 100% the other way. Put my hand up. I am an idiot. But gee whiz, good on the D's. I'm out for them. Absolutely crazy. Petrarca, Oliver, as we said, so good. So, so good.
Begs the question, exciting. Geelong now, surely a massive rebuild phase. I got like 40 blokes over 30.
I think they're too like, I nearly think Geelong are too proud to like do it.
Nah, they got to. They have to now.
I just don't think they will. They'll just double down and get like 10 more.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll go out and recruit every retired player that's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Like they do need to, get some young guys in, that's for sure. But it'd be interesting to see.
They should bring Gary Ablett back.
Yeah, they should. They should. Maybe, maybe him. Get him back. Cozzy Pickett, we love him as well. Just a quick shout out. That was a fantastic game. How good as well. Like, and I'm saying this in the nicest way possible. There was two players for Melbourne that I'd never, like, really, like, I don't watch a lot of Melbourne, so I just hadn't seen them. There's two
Harry
players.
Petty.
Harry Petty is a fucking star. Like, he was so good. He was unbelievable. And especially when Stevie May went down, it went massive for him. There's another guy, Tommy Sparrow, young bloke I was really impressed with. He was a big boy, very strong, loved his game. And there's another guy, number 17.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? I said it was Stephen May before the game. Who's 17, Chris?
Yeah, Bowie. Jake Bowie.
Jake Bowie? Yeah, well done, Chris. Nailed it. Jake Bowie.
Yeah, number 17, Jake Bowie. Now, these guys have like, it's unbelievable how fortuitous grand finals are in football is because like you can literally play 6-7 games, come in at the right time and potentially win a flag. It's unbelievable. Now, like, not taking anything away from them because they will be stars. It happened with Jack Graham in the first flag for Richmond as well. He comes in the last 6 games or 4 or 5 games, comes in, dominates, kicks 3 in the granny, never missed a beat since. So it's going to be very, good timing for those young men to come into that team because Melbourne could be a star-studded team for a long time. So shout out to Tommy Sparrow and Jake Bowie. Very impressive.
So true. Then that takes us into Saturday night's game, which was, geez, this was over in the first 15 minutes. The way the Doggies came out and just smacked the Pear Farmers.
They did.
Right between the eyes.
Now, there was a few, I follow a few Western Bulldogs past players on Instagram. Now, they were very funny. We won't name names, but it was very funny. Some of the stories getting up, telling Port to play the song again. Might get them fired up for the game. It's fair to say they weren't happy with the treatment from the South Australian government, not being fair allowed enough to train, and they were along the lines of saying that thanks for not letting us train before the game because they got the training session on the Saturday night instead.
Great, cool. Get wrecked. Get wrecked. Absolutely got wrecked.
It's so easy to just shoot from Twitter, which we love.
Haggle's just love shooting out absolute, you know, rifles and haymakers of like anything you want when you have nothing, no involvement in
it's the best
team.
And I love it. And I'm going to do it next week. It's really hard for me. Like, so, I don't know what to do because I'm mates with a few Doggies boys as well. I don't know who to jump on this week because I've got to play this right because I need options on both teams because I'm obviously going to send my condolences to the team that's lost, but I'm also going to try and get invited to the after party of the team that's won. Obviously, big astronaut, the Duck, who is one of my mates, was a star on the weekend.
He was good. Are you going to, you know what, you should really obviously give them a bit of extra motivation to get the flag. You should actually threaten to block them all if they don't win. So you'll be friends with literally no one.
How good was another star? Like, we speak about the Bomb, we speak about these players, but still Caleb Daniel, like, some of his kicks on the weekend. Were we watching those? Were we watching them? I know we watch them, but were we watching them like on a surface level, like beneath it?
Yeah, you're right. It felt like an out-of-body experience when I was seeing him pierce those 45s.
Bailey Smith as well.
So good looking, like, man.
So good looking, but so good. He's kicked four and just three. So that's hot. 7 goals in 2 weeks, and he goes into the grand final. Like, it's not only is he, like, obviously, you know, you take the piss a bit that he is handsome. Yes, he is, but fuck me, he's stepping up to the plate at the moment. It's impressive.
Yeah, shout out to Tim English. Not for any specific reason, just thought I like him.
I wanted to see another golf swing celebration, but he didn't give us one of those. Unfortunately, we love big Tim English.
Shout out to big Steffi Martin, came back. Obviously, massive fan of the show, big friend of the show, loves his maxi bonds. Hopefully, he had 47 of them ready to go after the game. But Port, again, this is the second year in a row they've choked now. I hate saying the word choked, but they have. It's not great. I don't know. I think that's the end of Geelong, and that'll be the end of Port.
Oh, wow.
That's their window closed.
You said
that's the window closed.
I'm pretty sure, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure you said like 3 weeks ago that it was the end of Melbourne and Bulldogs as well. So any supporters out there, don't stress when Dan says that. It probably is a good thing.
Yeah, I think Melbourne and Bulldogs are just not going to make it anywhere near like the top eight next year.
Hey, Brownlow.
I can't see that happening.
Brownlow coming this week. How exciting is this? Did you have a poll? No, that's a stupid question. I'm not going to ask that.
Don't ask that.
Yeah, that's just,
I didn't.
Sorry about that.
I went to a Brownlow though as a guest for someone.
Don't care. Now, top
did you have
three.
A go?
No, I didn't. Top three predictions. top three predictions. Whoa. We were actually going to do a little fun thing together this year at the Brownlow, but it got moved, weren't we? We're going to do some fun things.
Yeah, you probably watched it from the TV, man, but I've actually been there live on the red carpet and I know how those
Yeah, I actually got invited.
Go.
I was going to go with someone, but I didn't want to be a loser like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I've obviously spoken to all the fellas before, met their partners. They're all lovely.
That's
so
awesome, man. Congrats.
I've been there.
As you would know, then you're a professional at the Brownlow. Who finishes top three? Give us your top three for the Brownlow.
Okay, the Bont.
Yeah.
Oliver.
Yeah.
And Hickey. No, I reckon Bont, Oliver, Wines.
Yeah, nice. All right, cool.
How about you?
I'm going to go, like, I don't even really know this, but is it possible for Max Gawn to win or did he get reported or something like that?
I don't know, but if you don't have Darcy Parrish, man, you fucking hate him.
Max Gawn to win? Is that possible? Is he allowed to win? Because I think I tipped someone last week and they weren't allowed to win. So Max Gawn,
he can win.
I want him to win. Petrarca to come second maybe. And then third, I reckon Jackson McRae. Fuck me, that bloke knows how to find the pill.
Mate, he just gets so much footy. Yeah, I like him. He's I like him as a smoky to win it.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, it's very sort of, I can't see someone that's not in the top like five that's going to win it. If that makes sense. Like, I don't think there's going to be a smoky. It's got to be someone like Gawn, Petrarca, McRae, Oliver, or Ollie Wines. Like, it's got to be one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. What's that on? Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. It'll be exciting. All right, everyone. Now, wow. 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 Now, fair to say last week was one of the most excited I've been for this segment. Now, can I just say, obviously we're in Priority Pick, can I just give a big shout out to the community? I love you. Thank you so much for everything you do for me. You are the reason I get up in the morning, and I cannot thank you enough. Now, last week I gave you 0-0-0. Now, in all honesty, didn't get a lot of feedback about that one, okay? There was no one busted in the DMs that had gone on SBS On Demand to watch that. So, again, if you haven't seen that, I implore you to please go and check that out. It was one of my favorite I've ever seen. It's got 8.2 on IMDb. And if you want to look at that, check it out. 8.2 on IMDb, which is awesome. So one of my favorites. Now this week, everyone had been messaging me about this one. I thought I'd check it out. It was pretty, pretty good. I want to let you know, I want to get your thoughts on this one. If you've seen it, clickbait. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Had me for 2 episodes and then I was out.
You didn't like it?
Nah, too slow.
Wow.
Not for me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If you like twisty turlies, this is a twisty turly one.
What's a twisty?
It means
a twisty twirl.
No, twisty tales, my friend. There's a lot going on in this series. So basically, clickbait follows the mystery of a family man, Nick Brewer, the guy from what's he from again?
Entourage.
Disappearance after a video posted online shows him beaten and seemingly held against his will, holding cue cards confessing to abusing women and threatening to die if the video gets 5 million views. This is a twisty turly one. Watch this. You'll be intrigued. You might get a little tired, but at the end of this, you will not be able to guess what happens here. I feel like I am beneath the surface level, can always feel what's happening. This one, I could not pick it up the whole time. So if you can pick it up, hey, it's all to you. So incredible series. Check it out. And good series to watch throughout lockdown. And I'm really, really appreciative of the love and support we've been getting here. So thank you so much. Sam's yelling at me. Shut up, Sam. And that's something that I'm really excited for. So it's a good series, my friend.
That's great. Now, everyone that's just fallen asleep, we want to come out of that heavy state in 3, 2, 1, welcome back. I know that's obviously pretty tough for when he puts us in that state after a good episode. We obviously all need to wake up a little bit.
Just want to say a big thank you again. Sorry to the community, especially Priority Pick. So thank you so much. And thanks for joining us this week. It's been big.
It's been big. It's been good. There's a lot of exciting things to come. Obviously, big episode next week, grand final. Dissect that, see how that lies. But thank you. We love you all. Obviously, our listens are through the roof. We're doing crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. So thank you for everyone listening. Hopefully, you're loving it. We love you. And we will see you next week.
Leave a review. We'll read it out next week if you leave one. That'd be awesome. We'll definitely read it and we'll read it out. We got some very nice messages, but we want more. So please do that. That'd be fantastic. And just to say as well, Dan, I know I've been saying this a lot, but fuck me. We have some merch coming. It is actually being ready to go. We cannot wait to share this with you all. But yeah, it's coming in the next couple of weeks. So watch this space.
Bye.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the
start. He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Goal.